Bhaktivinoda Samanvitam, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Nityananda Sahoditam, Sri Nandananda Vande Sri Radhika Charanadvayam, Vijana Samayuktam, Vrindavana Manoharam, Sri Gauranga Nityananda, Shadvaita San, Gaurasya Asti Gaur Bhaktivin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We're discussing Radharasa Nidhi by Prabhupada Saraswati with the commentaries of Sri Anathas Babaji Maharaj. We're finishing verse 142, which describes how the Mandri is praying to do different sevas for Radharani, and with her hands and eyes and ears. And she wants to, with her feet, she wants to walk in the Braja Raj, the Braja Duli, and remember to walk through the Lila Stalis of Radharani, like Barsana, Gairavan, Nidivan, Sevakunj, Jumunapalina, and the footpaths through the Van, different Van, Rasavan. And that's what she wants to do with her sadhak group and with her monastic group. She's going to meditate on Radharani's lotus feet, and she prays that she'll be blessed with love for Radharani's Pranath. That's the verse we've just been discussing. And so, at this juncture, Sri Anathas Babaji Maharaj discusses the point of how to fix, this verse describes fixing and attaching the indriya, the senses, to Radharani. First, you can't do anything if your heart is not into it, your mind is not into it. Because in Sanskrit, the word chitta means mind and also heart. So he says, interesting idea of meditation, as we discussed yesterday. Usually when we think of meditation, we think of the application, use of engagement of our mind, our mental functions. Mental functions are sankalpa and vikalpa, accepting and rejecting. And when it's accepting something, it passes through three stages of consideration called vichar. First is you think about an object, then you feel and think about an object, and then you act on that object. Either act and accept it, that's called sankalp, reject it, it's called vikalp. So basically, by this process, threefold sequence of mental events, of thinking, feeling, and willing, the mind functions on these two directions, accept, reject. Accept because I don't think it's good, doesn't feel good, I'm not going to act that way. That's called vikalpa. Sankalpa means I think it's good, I feel it's good, and I do it. Like eating pizza. I think it's good, feels good, smells good, tastes good, I'll eat some right after class. your class really inspired me, Maharaj. Well, what happened? You chanted one lakh rounds and did your Raj Prakrama meditate all night? No. I called up some guy who came to deliver a pizza to my door. Okay, that's one way to take it. But so the interesting point that Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, I want to meditate dhyanam on the pada. I want to meditate in my heart and hold in the heart and meditate in my heart on the feet of Radharani. Ridhyam padam dhyayat. So may my heart be fixed in meditation on Radharani. So that's where the senses get their energy from. They get the senses get their shakti from the manas and chitta. Manas means mind and chitta means, well, chitta has different meanings, but chitta means heart. So then you act. So this, so the verse says, he said, I want my feet, my working senses, my karmendriya, of my feet and hands to work and move in the seva Radharani. I want my mind, I want my words, I want my ears. So this idea, this discussion is how to fix the senses on Radharani, beginning with the heart. If your mind's not into it, your heart's not into it, you ain't into it, put it frankly. You're not interested, not gonna stick with it, because even if you only mentally accept something, you would mentally accept today, that's called what?
Sankalpa.
And tomorrow, you leave it, what's that called? So today you take diksha, and 3 years later you reject it, goodbye. Or take another guru, and another five. I know one guy has five gurus. First ISKCON, then Guru Govinda Swami, that's two. Then Ramaj is three. And then Nathas Babaji, four. And Satyanarayan, five. That's good, it's a good deal. I hope he found, his maker. Hope he found his perfection. He apparently felt he had different degrees of perfection in his different choices, and his final choice, he hoped and prayed, will deliver the perfection that he wants, if he even knows what he wants. That might be a little bit of a doubt in his mind also. That's why he has Chansovan, and no real Krita Vishwas, strong faith. For conviction, any one person. If you get married five times, how much chance is there to get married six times? Big chance. If you have any money, you have any good looks left, you're 65, hey, I'm still young. Number six on the way. People don't like that also. But usually not devotees, although some devotees are also like that. I can name some, but I won't. May my heart meditate on Radharani's feet as well as her form and lila and guna qualities, nam rup guna lila. My mind is always, but however, that's my sankalpa, what I want to do, what I want to fill my mind with. But does my mind agree with that? Does my mind agree with my sankalpa? I'm asking you. Does your mind agree with your sankalpa? 24 hours a day or fix on Radharani's little feet? You're quiet now. No answer. It took Mohan Bratta for the rest of Karthi. So that's what Nathas says, commentary. However, my mind is always restlessly wandering away in Maya. Non-Radha, there's Radha and non-Radha. There's a Radha-free zone and a Radha zone. So your mind can be in a Radha-free zone. There's no Radha or Radha zone. So he's saying, my mind's all the time wandering away from a sweet meditation on Sri Radha. If only I could acquire some ruchi, Padma ruchi taste, for Radharani's feet, then I would remain calm and fixed there. Shantiman. Not only my tongue, my hands, my feet, my mind, everything should be engaged. And every other sense as well. What's the great devotee who attained perfection in all nine limbs of bhakti?
Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish Maharaj. It's described in what canto?
Ninth canto.
His eyes were engaged in seeing the Lord his feet were engaged in walking to the temple. His mind survived Mana Krishna Padara Vindiyur. Survive Mana Krishna Padara Vindiyur. My mind, let my mind always be fixed on the feet of Vishnu, Krishna, Ram. In our case, that's my idea, but the Raghunanga idea is my mind should be fixed on Radharani. Radharani, Seva Ekabhishta, Ekmanabhishta, my only one desire, heartfelt desire, is to hold the lotus feet of Radharani in my mind and heart forever. So he said, yeah, it's remember if and but.
Yes.
It comes up a lot. If my mind cooperated, but it doesn't. If my mind was shanti, I could think about it, but it's not. Now what? She's like, what are you going to say now? Going to say chat and dance? Well, that's the answer to everything. Ultimately, that's true. So he's giving the idea we should read these books and meditate on these verses and try to pray for mercy, and we get a drop of mercy, our mind will get chaito dharma marjan. Chaito means chitta, chaito means heart, chaito means mind. Let my eyes look at what? Let my eyes look at what? Movies, CDs? Netflix? That's what you want to say when you're trying to control it. ZTV, what's your mind fixed on? The beautiful sight of?
Radharani's lotus feet.
Oh. Radha Kund. You heard that?
Yeah.
How many didn't hear? Raise your hand. Watch out. Where are you living? Shavakun, right? You live in Shavakun? No?
Where is that?
Krishna had one Brahmin. I also had one Brahmin. Krishna called, his name was Madhavanga. His name is Govinda Dasi Maharaj. I call him Bhatu. Krishna called his Brahmin Bhatu. So Bhatu is the name for a joker, Brahmin. So Bhatu number one, Bhatu number two. Okay. Let my nose smell the incense offered to Radharani. Let my ears sing. Let my ears hear the singing of Radha's holy names, pastimes, and qualities. Nam, Gun, and Leela. That's what it means to fix the senses on Radharani. That's one point of the verse. Commentary by Sri Anathas Babaji Maharaj. The second comment is Ananya Seva to Radharani. Exclusive service to Radharani includes Govinda. Because oftentimes you'll meet, if you're a follower of Rag Marg and you're a worshiper following the system of Manjri Bhava Upasana. Upasana means method of worship. You're worshiping Krishna by worshiping his primary devotee as your predominant focus of your mind and heart and senses. They will criticize or challenge you. What is this? I don't read anywhere in any Purana or any Upanishads or Mahabharata anywhere that the Jivatma is Radha Das. What do we read about the ontological identity of the Jivatma? What do we read? Jivara Krishnara Nitya Das. Doesn't say Radha Nitya Das. So then you're wrong. Shana, you're going in Shastra. Have you read Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, verse 23?
Yes.
Utsrija, you're abandoning. Utsrija. So someone may ask, hey Baba, hey Dasi, why don't you worship Govinda? After all, you're living in Govinda Dham. Govinda Dham, Vrindavan Dham. The sign doesn't say, welcome to the land of Radharani. The sign in Mathura and a sign coming on the way to Vrindavan says, welcome to the land of
Krishna.
Krishna. And we say it literally, Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's Krishna. Ghanshyam Radhe Radhe, Ghanshyam Radhe Radhe. You think Ghanshyam, you have to think Radharani. As Radharani gives Krishna's color blue. How is that? Prove that point. What color is Krishna?
Blue.
Dark blue, Shyam.
Yes.
How did he get that color? What makes him dark blue?
Because of always thinking of
Radharani's eyes.
Radharani's
eyes. Bogus answer. Oh, he's Radharani. Radharani is gold, by the way. He's not a blackie.
No, he's always absorbed in
Radharani.
Why don't you
show this?
Why don't you show how to do it?
Radharani's eyes are blue.
Radharani's gold. Have you seen any paintings? Can you quote Radha Krishna Goddess TV to prove the color of Yashoda's body? Shamalavarna. Shamalavarna. Shamalavarna means dark blue like Sham. Did you know that? Yashoda's dark blue. She's not gold like all ISKCON Indian paintings. I double I G. Indian is double-eyed. All paintings except one painting in the last 5,000 years I've been in this ISKCON. I saw one painting by one Russian artist has some brain, read some Shastra. They all have brains. Don't get me wrong, they all have brains. But how many read Shastra? Many do. Maybe they don't read very clearly or write Shastra. But there it says, in other places also, in Bhakti Rasa Sindhu. So Rupa Goswami says two times, and two of his prime books, which are Praman for Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, Tapa Siddhanta, Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, Radha Krishna Gandhi Sivaka, Mother Yashoda Shamala Varna. So if you tell Yuga Priya, Cher has to paint, because she paints anything, for everything for everyone. So maybe she paints coward boys. So maybe she also paints baby Krishna, baby and mother Yashoda. So she said no. Maybe that book is out of Russian or whatever. Bhagavad Gita is Russian. Nectar of Devotion. So it's there, but she's so busy painting Leela. She absorbed in Leela, she doesn't have time to read. She already graduated. You meditate on Leela all day and night, painting Leela. Go back and read the Gita. Huh? Say, you know, Srinita, that's where I'm at, but she's absorbed in Leela. So who's more advanced? Obviously her. That's a fact also. Anyway, I pray for her mercy. That's all I can do. What can I do? When you recognize some fortune somewhere, you pray for a drop of that. That's the response. When you recognize fortune, you have two responses. When you see fortune manifested anywhere and anyone, you can become two ways you can act. You can act envious and spiteful and hateful, or you can act grateful, appreciable, and pray for a drop of that mercy, of their mercy. Like, do people come? They come with this look on their face. They are getting into some jungle, you know, waiting for some tiger to come out. You walk in. It's really funny. I've seen it for 35 years. They say 20 feet, 30 meters away. Sit on the grass, and all asans everywhere, beds everything. Sit on the grass. Hey, they don't think I'm going to notice them. I said, hey, you, come up here. They go like this. There they go. This Indian style. What's wrong? Hey. They dance like that, and they go like this, they go like that. It's a universal mantra. So he's describing here what is, so the question is, you're not worshiping Govinda, you're worshiping Radharani. So how can you live in Vrindavan and not worship Govinda? So what does the Rag Bhakta Sadaka say to this challenge? He quotes a verse from Radha Sudhaniti, verse number 142. Radha Ras Sudhaniti. Tat bhava utsava param bhavatu me tat pranati rati. I want to experience the topmost festival of love, bhava utsava param bhavatu, by being situated, by being in a condition of, I want, when I surrender exclusively to Radharani's lotus feet, what will happen? My worship of Govinda will automatically be more successful to me. And give me even more mercy than he gives his own devotees. Prita Swam Bhajato P. This is verse 118 earlier in the same book. 118 and 142 go together. They're part of the defense or Purva Paksha against the challenge that you're not worshiping Govinda. Okay, let's look at what we got here. You're worshiping Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Govinda. Govinda, Jai Jai, Gopala Jai. That's not it. I'm worshiping Radha, Radha, Radha. So, who's pleasing Krishna more? You by worshiping Krishna directly, or me by worshiping Radha, Radha? That's what the question, that's how he answered the question. The Acharyas, he's a Mahajana of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Who's the Mahajana of Gaudiya Sampradaya? Prabodhananda Saraswati. And Rupa Goswami says the same thing. Raghunath Das Goswami says the same thing. Jiva Goswami says the same thing. So, what's your argument supported by? If I worship Radharani exclusively, Ananya Radha Seva, which means Ananya means unbroken, no other thing, I'll be more successful than if I do Krishna Puja, Krishna worship, chant Govinda till my head falls off. And Krishna will give me more mercy than he gives you. So, there. Oh, excuse me, I talked to the wrong guy here. I'll go pick on some other Manjri Baba guy. You're too tight up. I'll knock on some weak new guy, you know. Rather, since Radharani, so think of it this way. You're trying to tame Radharani. The other guy doesn't care. He's good with Radharani. International Society for... No, that's not the name of the society. That's your own one-man society. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna. Well, here at Radhakund, we have the intergalactic. You're from nation to nation. What is that, Sarkar? What is it? Rashtriya, what is it? Antarashtriya, what is it?
Antarashtriya.
International in Hindi. In Sanskrit, antarashtriya. Rashtra means many governments, countries, and anta means everyone, all this stuff. So you're international. Our society, intergalactic. Our society, intergalactic society for Radha consciousness. Where do you find it? You find it from the bottom of the universe in Pataloka, because Narada Muni goes there and liberates everyone there by chanting Radha Nam. And you'll find it all the way, Bhurloka, Swaloka, Swargaloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tavaloka, Satyaloka, Sivaloka, Vaikuntha, Yodhidham, Dwargadham, Mathura. You'll find my intergalactic society all the way from Pataloka to Goloka. You have branch, you're going to tell me you have branch offices on Pataloka? You want to go there and preach? You have branch offices on Swarga? I don't think you'll be doing much preaching. You might be doing some reaching. Preaching, take out the pee. Take a pee out preaching, what do you have?
Preaching.
So on Sunday feast, the temple president tells you to preach. So all the new guests. So this Ramachari always sits next to pretty girls. So one time I asked him, I said, I have only one question I want to ask you. We asked everyone to preach to newcomers. I'm very happy you're not afraid to preach to strangers. But how is it, or why is it, that when you sit down to preach, it's always a pretty girl? And I have a question. Are you preaching or are you reaching? And try to figure out what that means. It wouldn't take long, I don't think. So he was too shy to answer. I don't really know. They got married next year. That's the conclusion of his Ramachari life. Here today, God tomorrow. Hi, bye. So we're trying to attain Radharani. So how hard is it to attain Radharani? Now let's tell you. Radharani is very hard for even Krishna to attain. And how will Krishna attain Radharani? Because it's very hard. How will he attain it? By the mercy of Manjari. Manjari Kriva Kijai, Kinkari Kriva Kijai, Kinkari Kriva Kijai. So he's not going to go to some Krishna Bhakta, go into Bhakta. You can have one corner Goloka, and you sit there a little Diya Gopal, bathe in your mineral water, do puja, pick some fruits, do puja. But you won't get anywhere near Radharani. You won't get anywhere near Radha and Krishna. You won't get anywhere near Rasa, Julia, Holy, Varsana. You have your place. We'll give you a place. One tree with a seaside view of the Yamuna, riverbank villa, beautiful villa with some made of bamboo reeds and some mud and some straw. And you pick some fruits and eat some durva grass. And you live and go look into your bhajan, go into bhajan. Bhavatu, all glories. I'm busy dancing a Ras dance, swinging and jeweling, and singing bhajan and worshiping Radha Krishna. We're doing Radha Krishna Yuga Bhajan. Govinda will always need me. Everyone says, oh, Krishna, give me your mercy. Krishna, Kriva Karo, Kriva Karo. Bhagavad Kriva Karo. Saranagati Prabhu, Saranagati Prabhu. What is our mantra? Radhe Radhe Kriva Karo, Krishna Jala Rasa Pio. Radhe Radhe Kriva Karo, Krishna Nam Ras Pia Karo. Oh, Radharani, give me your mercy. And I can be able to taste the name of Krishna without your mercy. But how does Radharani's mercy give you a taste of the holy name? How? I'm sorry, forgive me. Most people teach you facts and figures. I try to teach you how to think based on what you studied and read. Okay, let's rewind it. What is a taste? Is a taste, I'm talking ruchi, taste, nam ras, nam ruchi, taste or chanting name. So I said, only if you get the verse of Rara, you get taste or holy name. No one has an answer, everyone's doing Mount Brata today, it looks like. I didn't know, today's morning I was. I thought I was a Magmaya. The day before my birthday. Everyone's being silent to show respect. I was showing the following about silence to respect my job. The next day, party, woo! Break yourself out of silence with a cake and chant crazy and go crazy. So the question remains unanswered by the Moni Bruntis here. I had to go to some audience of bhaktas, no yogis, you know. How is Radharani's mercy required to get Nam Ruchi? Ask the internet. We got a worldwide audience of 10 people.
Association of Advanced Devotees, Uttamadhikari Mahabhagavat Nitya Siddha.
Where's Radharani there?
They have in the heart.
Who?
The people who are.
Name on one.
Who are on that level?
You seem to have an idea there are somebody on that level.
I don't know.
I can give you a name. Premananda Sharan Das Ji Maharaj. Vaishnavada. Vinod Hari Sharan Das Babaji. I gave a name of many people on that level. So don't avoid the question, that's the wrong answer. I'll ask one more time on answer because, you know, we're wasting time. That's what we do over here. Give 45 minutes to be entertained or sleep. Better you sleep, you get better, more benefit. Laughing increases your appetite. You're not eating that much for carbs. So you get all fired up, you can't eat. Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just grabbing straws, you know.
Maharaj, by chanting, the holy name will get mercy, brother.
Who said? Show me a Praman. Quiet. Taste means pleasure, happiness, joy. Pleasure means ladini shakti. Alad in Sanskrit means joy, pleasure. So without a touch of ladini shakti, there will never ever be nam ruchi, nam ras. We talk about Nam Ras, Nam Ruchi, that means the presence of Radharani is manifested in your holy name. How is it manifest? In one word, Hare. If Hare is chanted properly, you'll be able to get Nam Ras, because Hare is, why is Hare first? You don't say Krishna Hare, Krishna Hare. Hare comes first no matter how you twist the mantra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare comes first. Without Shakti, you can't get Shakti Man. So what do you want from Shakti Man? Shakti Man is Krishna, Bhagavan, Purusha, Adi Purusha, Param Purusha. You want the Ruchi of his name, you want the Rasa of his name, you have to get the Kripa Radharani by chanting her name first correctly. You don't chant Radharaman's name or Krishna's name correctly. If you chant Radharani's name, you'll get success. So that's what Ananda Swami is telling. Without the mercy of Radharani, you can't get the mercy of Krishna. If you're jumping up and down till your hair stands on end, beating the drum for Govinda Bhajan, Govinda Nam, Govinda Seva, and we're quietly going on. Radhe, Radhe, Jumpe Karo, Krishna, Rasapie Karo. It's Hindi Bhajan, but it's philosophically correct. Understand the point? Since Radharani is hard to attain even for Krishna, Govinda will always need the help of the mantris to get Radharani's mercy. Like you can ask the question, how do you get the Guru's mercy? You get it directly or by pleasing his best disciples. Love me, love my dog. Love my cat. That's better. But even still, what connects me a cat and dog and maybe a lot of connection, but hopefully not. Gurus can be catty, be doggish. Hopefully they're like Paramahansas. Gurus should be Paramahansa. Not just a swan, but a transcendental swan. Para means transcendental, Hamsa, Paramahamsa. Now, there's among all swans, there's one special swan, that's a Paramahamsa. It's called Rajahamsa. It's in the Mukundamala Stotram by King Kulakshetra. He talks about Mansa Rajahamsa. The mind is the king of all swans, it can be. Pure mind attached to Bhagavan and Sri Krishna becomes a Paramahamsa man. Manasa Rajahamsa. This verse quoted in Prabhupada's verse book is from Mukundamala Sutra by King, South Indian king from, I don't know, Tamil Nadu, probably, whatever they're all from. That's the only state that has anybody brains out there. Kerala and there. I guess Kerala. I always hear more Tamil Nadu. Mostly Tamil Nadu has a lot of great Brahmins and Murtis. Tamil Nadu is like a brain state of India. Bengal is also very smart. Fish is good for your brain. They eat a lot of fish in South India. But just by guna and karma, Tamil Nadu is full of Brahmins and Balaji and all kinds of things. It's a good thing we have that state. Otherwise, India would be in a bad state. So, Krishna will need a Manjari's mercy. Was not thus say, I don't need Krishna, Krishna needs me. Now, wow! Imagine your guru says, I don't need Krishna, Krishna needs me. You go and meet somebody, because somebody will hear this, some neophyte, unsophisticated, ass backwards, bhakta, will go meet somebody who said, I don't need Krishna, I just need Radharani. You'll get smacked in the face by a Gopal bhakta. Get a black eye. Say, well, this way, you need, yeah, I agree, you need that, you need this also. Jai Gopal. Wait, what's your defense to that argument? I'll come back in a week, I got a list of ways. Okay, I'm ready. Oh, God. This, taken out of context, that's what devotees do all the time. They see one sloka and one page, one sentence, one sloka. Of all Prabhupada's books, it says that men can have more than one wife. And so he said, Prabhupada said men can have more than one wife. He must have said it because he said it somewhere. But is that's the overall teaching of all the books come to that conclusion? No. It's monotheistic. One wife, one husband, everything else in his books and lectures, and his own example. He wanted two, and his father said no. He was married to Radharani. His wife's name was Radharani. He wanted one Chandali. His father says, okay, but she has the wrong name. Your wife will like her. I don't know what it's proposed. He says, Leelamrita, probably asked his father, Gauramahande, Dad, I'm feeling a little restless and not happy with my wife. I want to get another one. He said, now it's Krishna's blessing. It'll help you in your spiritual life. So he refused his request. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had minimum two wives, maybe three or four. Yes, I know he had two wives for sure, maybe more. He had 14 children. Helps have a few wives again. Spit out the mercy. So here the word in the sloka Bhavatsava means Manjri Bhav. That's very clever, right there. Chief Acharya's Sita Shastra. There's a, for everybody else, it's a Sanskrit word, Festival of Bhav. That's very, that's someone who knows Sanskrit but doesn't know Tattva or Ras. So to understand sloka, you need Tattva Vichara, Rasa Vichara, and Sahitya, and Vyakaran, and tradition. What's the Sanskrit word for tradition? Like cultural tradition, I don't mean parampara, I mean tradition. My father did this, every Brahmin's been doing this for 10,000 years. Where's it from? It's tradition. Parampara is about philosophy and guru shishya. There's a word in Hindi or Sanskrit for tradition. What are these ways? This is our traditional way of cooking. You can't show it in Shastra.
Sampradaya.
I don't know. You go check out your Hindi dictionary. Homework. Your accountant, you don't want to have your accounts wrong at the end of the day. Now you have a missing account. Unaccounted account. Report tomorrow to the head CPA. Me. The Manjris love Krishna. Why? Why do Manjris love Krishna? Do they love Krishna?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, finally came to that point.
It
took you 2 years to accept that he's okay, you know. Why?
Because
why is the Manjris love Krishna?
He's the lover of our Swami Lila.
Yeah, that's right. Very nice way to say it also. And that just explains it differently. But we love Krishna, Manjris love Krishna, because he's connected to Radharani. And yours is more direct and more emotional and forceful. This is more blasé and like, yeah, well, yeah, he's connected. We don't, he can't have some connection to Radharani. He's my lover, my soulmate. That's very intimate, very accepting. That's assuming that Radharani is accepting his love, but she doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
Your definition is not really complete. It's too narrow. It's correct, but it's too narrow. You have to broaden your definition. A narrow definition is not a good definition. A proper definition is a broad definition. There's never in the history of Sanskrit or philosophy or bhakti tattva that no one's given a better definition. What is Shud Bhakti, what is Uttam Bhakti, then Shruva Goswami. Paramahran yesterday described Uttam Bhakti. Sarva Pari Vinirma Tam Tavra Vinirma Yushikeshan. Bhakti Yushikeshan, he defined Bhakti there. Very general. Free from designation, free from Varna Ashram designation, free from Upadis. And so, that book, that verse is quoted in Bhakti Rasa Sinha by Rupa Goswami. But Dorje Chaitanya glorified, and there all the Goswamis glorified Rupa Goswami for finding ideal, foolproof, 100% unidirectional, perfect definition of Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. That's why he calls his Bhakti Uttam Bhakti. There's no higher Bhakti. And this definition has a perfect exemplar of that definition. He gave the verse in Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, Mangalacharan, verse 11. Uttama Bhakti. So we should memorize that verse and know it. And it has, I gave class, 1 hour classes for 10 days. I gave Karti classes on Nectar of Devotion. No, Bhakti Rasa Sinha Sinha by Bhana Swami. I gave one set of classes on Nectar of Devotion, one on Bhakti Rasa Sinha Sinha. So I gave 7, 8, or 10 day class, every day 1 hour, just to explain the definition of that verse. Karti, some year, way back when, 2008, 2006. So now he quotes, the Manjris only love Krishna. Why?
Because he's connected to
Radha is Krishna Sambandha. Krishna Sambandha means connection with Krishna. Do we have connection with Krishna? Yes, by what? By eternal ontological identity. Chivera Swarupaya Krishna Nitya Das. Okay, I'm eternally designated as Krishna Das. That's nice. Well, I'm going to be Radha Dasi. Is there a difference between Radha Krishna? No. One is Shakti, one is Shaktiman. One is Ladi, one is Samvit and Sandini. All these Shaktis make Sringarati, all these three Shaktis make Antaranga Shakti, all these three Shaktis make Shurup Shakti, and Shurup Shakti is where Bhakti originates, where Bhakti ends up. And it's true, bond, relationship with Shurup Shakti, Radha and Krishna. Rupa Goswami concludes this, and I was probably such a genius, you know. He knows Goswami books like he knows your fingertips, you know. Okay, now this verse, because he's giving classes, giving full 1 month classes on Chaturvedi, and he has thousands of Bengali texts and all these lectures. And so, Chaturvedi is one poem from Stavali by Rupa Goswami. Everyone has Stavali, it's part of reading Stavali, this is Stavamala, rather. Rupa Goswami wrote Stavamala. Mala means a collection of writings, small writings, Stavamala means a row of a series of small writings. First, when Rupa Goswami's book was written, it was called Stavali. And it was called, Jiva Goswami collected these writings and gave name to both of them. Rupa Goswami didn't sit down and write a book, Stavamala. Bhagavad Das Goswami didn't sit down and write a book called Stavamala. Did you know that? They're poets, they're kavis. They're rasics. They love someone. So if you love someone, what do you write? Love poems. Never heard of love poems? Don't know love poems? Don't know Mirabai? She wrote poetry to her lover, Giridhari Lal, Swargadish. So her beloved is Gopal, Giriraj, Krishna, and Radharani. So he wrote all kinds of poems everywhere, here and there. And Rupa Goswami, after he left Jiva Goswami, he was in charge of all the writings of the Siddha Goswami. They left them all with him. He was much 50 years younger than them. So then he read, oh, here's one poem. Here's one. He had a whole stack of them. He published, he gave a book. So first he called Rupa Goswami Stavamala. Then he called Raghunath Das Stavamala. So the Vaishnava said, which one's which? We got confused. Give it a new name. So he republished it as Stavali for Raghunath Das. That's history of these books, as Guru told me. Gurus know a lot of stuff, you know. That's why they're gurus. Guru means heavy with knowledge. Heavy also. Just watch out. Karana Mahur RTA Param Tava Vrindavana Chakravartini. What does Chakravarti mean?
Emperor.
Emperor. Akbar is called the Chakravarti of India. Muslims call it India. I don't know what they call it.
Hindustan.
Hindustan Chakravarti. Wasn't a Brahmin, the Muslim emperor, Akbar. So Chakravarti means emperor, not king is a small Raj. Raj is a punk, you know. I'm tired. So Raja is a little king, but the emperor has hundreds of kings working for him.
Yes.
He takes money from each one. If they don't do their job, give money, bye bye.
off of your head. So many Hindu kings surrendered Akbar and said, don't beat us up. Don't beat us up. Don't steal our queens. Don't break our house down, our palace. How much you want? Well, I'll give you this one. Okay, gold, diamond, silver, money, gold, 1,000 million gold coins. They paid them all because they were zillionaires. Hindu kings were zillionaires. They had ivory chairs and crystal tables and unbelievable opulence. I don't know where they came up with all this stuff, where they found all this stuff. Diamond beds, a bed made of diamonds, covered with mattresses, of course. As far as you could imagine, opulence they had, inconceivable opulence. Have a gold pot, that's not enough. It's a whole outside of pot is covered with rubies and emeralds. Those are two most costly diamonds. Big ones. One of them costs 100 lakhs, you know. This is just a bathing pot. They were rich. The Muslim emperors and British royalty came here. Their eyes fell out of their head when they saw the palaces, opulence, and the castles, forts and palaces of the Hindu kings. They were the richest country in the entire universe, right? When people were seeing Hindu kings' opulence, it was like seeing Indraloka. But everything was stolen. All the palace walls were lined with jewels. You go to Rajasthan, Mewar. I went to Mewar, north of Jaipur, 5 hours over Mewar. During the siege, Mewar king. You see the palace, all the little holes in all the walls. They chipped out all the jewels. It looks like just some red, yellow sandstone, red sandstone. But they're little, like, pot marks, you know. Some parts really smooth, and then little. I said, what's that? Those are all jewels. Usually, cheap kings would have oil lamps in the hallway. Like medieval England and castles there. They, like, at nighttime, they go around, the slaves would go around. Light the oil lamps. So oil lamps are burning, like a torch, like a candle. So that's low class. Stinks, looks terrible, smells bad. But same thing, the light up the place, you use Suryakant money. Suryakant money means jewel that gives off sunshine. Chandrakant money is a stone that gives off moonshine. Called Chandrakant. Kanti means effulgence. Kanti. Tata Kanchana. Well, Kanti means effulgence, Jyoti. It's called Chandra Kanti Run, Chandra Kanti Mani, Surya Kanti Mani. They're describing Vedas. I was all over the walls. One wall was 20,000 jewels. I went and I saw my own eyes. I took a tour guide. Most people walk around by themselves, pay 500 rupees, get a tour guide. The guy was packed with knowledge. We had a group with it. I said, let's get a tour guide. Find out what's going on. Those guys are so smart. They know the whole everything, history, everything. So you wonder why I'm so crazy about India, because it's such a glorious fest. Now it's hell. Now India and Singapore and Beijing and London, France, and New York City are all one. There's no debate anymore, no difference. I want this. It's one thing to be like everybody else, but it's another thing to be like everybody else, have a fantastically glorious past. I'll close my class by this quote translation. O Queen of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami says in Chhatra Pushpanjali, O Queen of Vrindavan, what's one of the 1,000 names of Rani? Vrindavan Chakravartini. Martini, that sounds like vodka. Martini. Not Martini, Chakravartini. Tini. Chakra. Martini. What does Martini mean? There's two words together, Chakravartini.
female, female.
Means the power of your chakra goes all over the place. Something like that. Vardhman means walking, means territory. Means Vardhman means your chakra is ruling this vast territory. Chakra represents what? Chakra represents what? Power. Any kind of chakra. Govinda chakra, Sirasha. Chakra, and what does it do? What is a chakra? Chakra is a time factor. There's 360 spokes in a chakra. 360 spokes, division of time. 60 minutes times 60 minutes is 360. It's like this. It's 3,000. So it's 360 degrees of time. So a chakra has 360. So everything is time. So he says a chakra means they take away your life. You're supposed to live 80 years. 80 years lifespan. If I throw a chakra in your head, you're dead. You're 25. So my chakra represents the end of your life, which means the end of your time. I finished your time. Hey, wait, don't come ahead of me. I have to live 60 more years. Sorry. Time to get liberated. Well, that's Radharani. Vrindavan Chakravartini. Some people worship something else, ends with TV. And some people worship Chakravarti, Bhagavan, Krishna, Ram Chakravarti. But we worship Vrindavan Chakravartini. Sound like Italian word or something. Mussolini, Martini. Chakravartini. We were. Just make sure you don't forget how the word, how to spell the word. Chakravartini. Martini, she had your time. She had the tiger auto accident. You drink too many of your martinis will finish your time. Boom, crash. Vrindavan Chakravarti saying, oh, Vrindavan Chakravarti, Master Sivarani, oh, Vrindavan Chakravarti, what? Shut up. I'm Vrindavan Aishri, I'm Swami, what is it? Here, get out of here. But officially, that's her official title. But the Bhajis don't usually call her that. Rupa Swami's glorifying about her Mahima, her greatness. Did you know? Did you know Radharani's not just a queen? Thousands of queens, but there's only one Chakravartini. A Chakravartini is in charge of millions of queens. Who's the Chakravartini of Dwarka?
Satyabhama.
What did I ask? Who is the Chakravartini of Dwarka? Hello. Queen of Ears, you got too much beer and bear's
body. She's everywhere.
You're still on honey, got a bunch of beeswax fell in your ears. I didn't say Vrindavan. That's too stupid a question.
She's everywhere.
Oh, now you're bluffing. It's called waffling. It's going to sound like a waffle. Waffles with two-sided bread or toast or something. You put this side and toast your cooking for side, called waffle. You put maple syrup on it and whipped cream and all good stuff in. It's really good. I've had one 50 years. I might have one with that one. You have a waffle oven, a waffle thing. You know, you put it's like a, like a, like a.
Toaster.
It's a toaster thing. So I said Dwarka, not Vrindavan. Radharani doesn't leave Vrindavan, dear. So she doesn't have any influence of Dwarka, dear. Vrindavan, Prichaja, Ekam, Panam, Nagachati. That's for Krishna and Radharani. Krishna doesn't go, Radharani doesn't go. So again, the question. Who's the Chakravartini of Vrindavan?
Radharani.
Who's the Chakravartini of Dwarka? Anyway, have a brain today? Okay, let me make it simple. Who's the first queen of Krishna?
Rukmini.
Okay, now I'll put the piece together so you get the street first. See, if you can pick up, put the two pieces of puzzle together, the answer is a simple question. So that being said, who is the Chakravarti of Dwarka? Rukmini, correct. He said, his Diwak Babaji, Panaji Maharaj, said, Satyabhama. That's also true, but she's only the Chakravarti of Shams, of Dwarka's heart. You're right, but it's limited Chakravarti. In charge is Rukmini, everybody and everything, and Krishna also. Krishna described the Bhagavatam as henpecked. Henpecked means, I don't know what he's talking about. I was never a chicken, I don't know what's going on with that. There's rooster and hen. Who's rooster? Rooster's the male, hen's the lake dweller. Yeah. So let's recap what we said, seriously. The Chakravarti of Dwarka's heart is Satyavan, but so that's understood everywhere by Rasa Vichar and Shastra Vichar. But the Chakravarti of Dwarka, as Radharani is the queen, one and only queen of Vrindavan and any holy dham, of all queens of any holy dham, Radharani is the topmost queen. And all the queens in Dwarka, the topmost Chakravarti is Rukmini. I pray for your mercy again and again, so I once become happy. I'm praying to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Mantri is praying to Radharani. Please be merciful to me. Well, what do I want to do with your mercy? What do I want to do with your mercy? Because then, if I get your mercy, I may become the object of Krishna's flattering prayers. There was Mantri saying, Radharani, make me qualified to be flattered by your boyfriend. Your boyfriend's always showering you with flattery. So I'm praying, I want to get some of that too. You only get flattered, I want some too. Why are you going to... Okay, Mantri, don't whip and cry. You'll get flattered, I'll arrange for you. You'll get good flattery. You're telling me how it happened. What happened? I will be your maidservant, Radharani. And when you're angry with Krishna, he's not praying for Krishna's flattery, although Krishna does it all the time without even being asked or required. Because he's trying to get his ulterior motive to use that mantra like usual. Men are always using girls for something. Selfish thing. So he wants to use a mantra to get his Radharani. So he found, oh, you're so cute, you're so sweet. He tumbled Barbara's side. Is that good? Yeah, keep going in the right direction. Keep talking. Are you some burpee, Barbara said? Yes, that's good, good now. Some hero said, okay, what do you want? This is the deal. First pay. Give me the tumble, give me the burpee, give me the cure. Okay. Okay, what do you want? Okay, I'll try. I should have tried. So, oh, Dayavati. Dayavati. Oh, merciful girl. Please. What did he say now? Oh, Sundari. Oh, merciful one. Please. Oh, Sundari, oh, merciful one, that makes sense. Please, your Swami, for me, so that the fire separates from earth. Well, okay. So the Mantri is praying to two personalities here. Mantri is praying to Radharani to make arrangements for Krishna. Well, she's praying that she wants to be flattered by Radharani. And then she's praying to Krishna, hey, when you're Swami,
please make your Swami happy for me, so the fire of my separation from Radharani will be extinguished. The Radharani hasn't been able to meet Radharani. Why? I asked a question. What was my question? What was my question? You're sleeping. Sometimes the Manjari is separated from Radharani, so she wants Krishna to help her to meet with Radharani. He wants her to help him. So why is the Manjari separated from Radharani? God, you're so dull, man. You stay up one night, you sleep for four more. You're still sleeping. Jagannath was 3 days ago. I also stay up, but I haven't seen him for the last 3 days. See you in class, sleep every time. See you in Gurukul's teaching, sleeping.
Because Manjari
is good to sleep. No, wrong. Beep, 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 beep. Rarai is locked up in Yavit. No entry. Nobody comes in. Strict words of Ja, Ki, La. I ain't let nobody in his house. They're all, I can't trust anybody. They leave, they come out, they all cheated me. That happens sometimes. Now Manjari's praying. So Manjari's saying, please, Krishna, make her be nicer, make her happy. And Krishna said, why? I don't want to meet her. If you make her happy, then she'll figure out somehow to get out of the house and meet you. And as soon as you get out of the house, I'll run next door and walk her to the dungeon to meet you. A preference for Radharani over Krishna is called Bhavalasrati, is described in Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 5, Part 2. And a strong feeling of mind is mamata towards Radharani. The Manjaris love Krishna only because he connects. Well, I'm backing up the wrong paragraph here. Very nice here, I guess. They, Krishna, you please. Radharani. That'll make me happy. So will be our love for Govinda in the festival of Radha's Bhava. So our festival, our love for Krishna, is our absorbing ourselves in love for Radharani. This is the greatest aspiration for a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Are you a Gaudiya Vaishnava? I ask you. Hello out there. Anyone out there a Gaudiya Vaishnava? Mahabhu, Chaitanya Mahabhu, Nityagaur, Sitanath. Vrindavan, Navadri, Dham, Jagannathpuri, Dham, Rath Yatra, Nam Kirtan, Akanda Kirtan, Kirtan Mela. Anyone go to Vaishnava? If you are, then the greatest desire, the greatest aspiration for you is to become full, absorbed in the Bhavutsav, Radha Bhavutsav, the festival of love for Radharani. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe.